We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreiber. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Race.
Thank you very much. All aboard for another My Music excursion with John Amos and Frank Muir versus Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. And will you also greet our guard, Leonie Lawson? All this railway stuff. I've had a letter from Yorkshire from Arthur Butterworth, the composer, who is a bit of a railway nut. I think he'd be the first to admit that. He discovered that a man called Schubert built the first successful German locomotive, that the leading Russian locomotive designer of his age was called Borodin, and that the head of the German state railways from 1920 to 42 was called Richard Wagner. Would you believe? Not our Schubert, Borodin, or Wagner, I promise you, but composers have taken an interest in trains. John, whose train tribute is this? John.
I think it's not South American Joe, but South American Hector.
Yes.
Hector.
Yes.
Hector. The only composer, well, the only serious composer I know who used to have an office.
Hmm.
And he used to go there and write. He couldn't write at home. But I believe lots of the lighter music chaps do have offices, don't they?
Oh, indeed, yes, they do, and publishing firms of their own and all the rest of it, yes. Mm. You forgot to mention his name.
Oh, yes, Villa-Lobos.
Yes, Villa-Lobos. And do you know the name of that little piece? The little train of? Yes, well, you've got the composer. The little train of the Capura comes from his Bacianos Brasileiros, number two. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's my Brazilian accent.
Oh, sorry. Right.
The Occident Express.
You've got a mark, yes. Frank, which train, or rather which engine, is this?
It's the Scot.
Hmm. Of which particular state occasion?
Coronation.
Thank you very
Coronation
much.
Scot.
Yes. Vivian Ellis's song. Ian, the Swiss composer of this once said, "I have always had a passionate liking for locomotives. I love them as other men love women or horses." Mm-hmm. And then he wrote this. Oceanic line, that one. Do you know who or what?
The composer that I think I know who was very keen on railways and trains wasn't Swiss, unfortunately, because he was Kodály. He used to go down and watch the trains every day.
Kodály Hungarian. Now, this Swiss composer, I said an oceanic line, which was meant to be a slight clue.
Oh, yes. Now, wait a minute. Pacific something or other.
Yes, Pacific 231 by, do you know the composer's name?
Yes, I do now. It's Arthur. Honegger.
He's got the mark, hasn't he? Right. Dennis, still on trains and engines and things. Who won an Oscar with this train?
I would lean across my windowsill and hear the whistle echoing across the hill. Then I'd watch the lights till they fade away on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
Oscar?
Oscar was, well, by the composers. The yes. composer was Harry Warren, and the yeah. words were Johnny Mercer.
Yes, 1946 in the film called The Harvey Girls. Yeah. Judy Garland, of course, yes. There's a theme running through the next round, somewhat seasonal or unseasonal, as the case may be. John, what, as I understand, is the rarest dish in all this land? It's sung, I can tell you, as the dish is carried in on Christmas Day each year at Queen's College, Oxford. And the dish has on it A. Frank, can you help?
Head of a boar.
Yes, the Boar's Head Carol, first printed in 1521. The Boar's Head Carol. Frank, who lives, Frank, about 3 miles from here in the lee of a mountain next to a fence and beside a fountain dedicated to a third century saint?
Was a fence in the sense of a member of the criminal community?
No. Sire, he lives a good league hence. Underneath the mountain...
Goodmay Page. Yonder peasant. Who is he?
He's got it, hasn't he? Yonder peasant is the answer to the question. Yes, in Good King...
Wenceslas.
Thank you very much. That's right. Ian, snow had fallen. Snow on snow, snow on snow. When and from whose poem does it come?
Well, I can't do the second part, but this takes me to that delightful season of the year when I occasionally get pressed into service to sing in carol concerts.
Yes, that's right.
And this is always the part where I'm sitting down thinking, do I know the words of my next solo when the choir sing in the bleak midwinter
long ago?
I've often heard that snow on snow, but I can't give you...
By the best of all women poets, I think. Do you know Dennis? Can you help him?
Christina Rossetti.
Yes, Christina Rossetti. Yes. Dennis, when King Wenceslas looked out of his window, what was the date and what was the weather like?
Well, the snow conditions were good, deep, crisp and even.
The frost was cruel.
The visibility also.
The moon?
Very clear, brightly shone the moon
that night. Yes.
But frost conditions were cruel.
Yes, that's right. Cruel, that's right. When was it?
Well, it was on the Feast of Stephen.
Yes. Do you know the date?
It's Boxing Day.
Boxing Day, that's right.
You got it, December the 26th. Boxing Day it was. Yes, so good round mark there. 5 starting notes. They occur in different rhythms in various songs. For example... John, putting those 5 starting notes into this rhythm, what's the title? By Haydn.
By Haydn?
Yes.
Well... Yes, it's one of the oratorios. I should think it's more likely to be...
If it's an oratorio, I think it's got to be Samson and Delilah if it's an oratorio.
Did you sing Haydn, Frank? Did you sing Haydn?
My mother bids me bind my hair.
Oh, it's a zonk.
My mother bids me bind
it's
my
a zonk.
Hair. That's a new one, I'm afraid. Same notes. Frank, here's yours. Different rhythm, of course.
I came out when you started with O Donna Clara.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Do you remember O Donna Clara? O Donna Clara.
Yes.
That's a Woody Woodpecker song.
Yes, it's the Woody Woodpecker song.
But also O Donna Clara played fast.
Yes, that's right. Ian, yours is an answering phrase.
From the Pastoral Symphony.
Yes,
of Beethoven.
First theme of the 5th movement, yes. Dennis, same 5 notes, plus 2 others, making it fairly easy, I think, as indeed Frank's was.
We won't live together.
Together, that's right. And one for the audience.
Oh, lovely.
unrehearsed.
Thank they heavens. They not only knew the tune, but every single word as well.
Thank heavens the army wasn't in.
Yeah. Yes.
The Ashgrove, thank you very much, yes. In these days of sex equality, I am not your chairman, I'm your chairperson. Char ladies are now char persons. Firemen are fire persons. Now, all this must affect musical titles and songs that mention men or women. So, what is the sex equality version of your favourite song or show or opera, whatever it may be? Let me ask each contestant person in turn. John.
Bess, you are my person.
From Porgy and Bess, yes.
Or a person is a sometime thing.
It takes them all the magic out of it, doesn't it? Yeah. Frank. Person?
The Flying Dutch person.
I think that's ridiculous.
Puccini doesn't sound quite the same as Ms. Butterfly.
Oh, yes.
Or Hers, Ancient and Modern.
Ian.
I suppose you'd have to change it to I'm a cock and hen-eyed optimist.
South Pacific.
Or yes. there's the opera by Bizet, which is Car Persons.
Yes. Yes, it has to have the S on, doesn't it? Because it's men, yes, Car Persons. Dennis.
Mom goes the weasel.
I must have more time to think about it. I'd rather fancy singing If You Were the Only Person in the World and I Were the Only Person.
I thought Moonlight and Love Songs are never out of date. Words full of passion, jealousy and hate. Person needs person, and person need not have a mate.
Right, yeah.
Next question.
All very ridiculous. Let's concentrate for a moment on the timpani or kettle drums. John, 10 players with 16 kettle drums are called for by the composer of this work. Riveting music, isn't it? Music of importance.
You know, Berlioz's Grand Messe des Morts, or Requiem.
Requiem, 1837, by Berlioz, yes. Frank, more drumming for you. Frank, the shell of a kettle drum is covered by a skin or head. What would happen if a timpanist turned up for a concert and found that his instrument had a hole in its shell?
He'd heave a sigh of relief. Otherwise, if they switched the central heating on in the Albert Hall, you'd have a monster bubblegum effect. Yes. Also, it wouldn't sound if it didn't have even air pressure both sides.
You're absolutely right. He'd be delighted to find it, because if it didn't have a hole and he went dum-ba-dum like that, the drum head would burst. It has to be an air outlet. Not so much a sound outlet, but an air outlet. So timps have holes.
Yeah, I would say to balance the air pressures, anyway.
Well, yes, it goes boing and out goes a lot of air through this little hole. That's right. Ian, can you give me a name or two for this? Composer, perhaps, or dedicatee? My favourite works.
I can give you a composer and a general title, with the Enigma Variations of Elgar, but I ought to be able to give you a dedication, but I can't, I'm afraid.
Do you happen to know, John, which it is?
Troit
Griffith, but you have the splendid Mark Varian, yes. Dennis, this is a surprisingly early use in its field of the pedal timpani by a band worth less than a tanner.
I don't know, and I didn't quite catch. Worth less than...
A band worth less than a tanner.
A tanner?
Yes.
Ah.
Which is a fair old clue, one way or another.
Yes, it is. That's Fred Apney and his threepenny bits, isn't it? Was it? Is it
and his two
Red Nichols and his five pennies.
Yes, Red Nichols and his five
simply
pennies.
From your clue, but I would never have recognised
it otherwise. With Vic Burton on drums, yes, recorded in 1926. Words from songs. I give you a line, you give me a song title.
Do I?
A part of a line. John, g-g-g-girl.
K-k-k-girl.
Yes, Katie, that's right. Frank, stars were peekabooing down.
How dare they?
Sounds like a bad translation from Tosca, doesn't it?
Yes, doesn't it? Yes.
In Lucia van der Stella,
yes. Stars were peekabooing down.
It was on a night like this.
Yes, but the title...
Stars were peekabooing... Oh, it's in a little Spanish town.
Yes, all right. Ian, only 5 foot two.
Oh, yes. Yes, this is... it's a great big shame.
That's right. And only 5 foot two.
Yes, right. He's a fellow of 6 foot four, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yes.
Dennis, I'm going to say three words, one word three times, and I'll say it evenly, and as an extra clue if you want it, I'll say it in the rhythm of the song. Right?
Good.
Jing,
good.
Jing, jing.
That's that... Jing, jing, jing. Other than that, I'm groping in the dark. No.
No. In this tempo, one, two, three, four, one, two, jing, jing, jing.
You're going to an awful lot of trouble for me.
Chada. Chada, jing, jing, jing.
Yes.
Jing, jing, jing.
Chada.
You dropped a mark, but never mind.
I was watching a bit of film the other night of Nat Ganella playing that.
Oh, yes. Nice old tune. In the piano medley this week, all the composers were born sometime within the last 500 years. John and Frank, identify, please, the first four. Ian and Dennis, the second four. John.
Yes, a Carmen.
The Seg.
Pardon me?
The Seg what from Carmen?
Segue Dillias.
Segedilla, yes. Segedilla from Carmen.
Follow the Dillias.
And then Frank.
Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed.
The title would be.
We da- what?
Title. First lines are easy. What's the title?
That's it. But that's the only bit I know.
It's not called Oh, How We Danced on the... Have you got a copy of Oh, How We Danced on the Night We Were Wed? You wouldn't say that.
No. We danced and we danced till we fell out of bed.
Couldn't get a room.
Yes.
What is the title?
You're
about to drop a half mark. The title is The Anniversary Song. The Anniversary
what
Song.
What a silly title.
Then,
that sounds like Strauss to me.
Yes.
From the Flittermouse?
No. It's Artist's Life. Artist's Life. No mark there. And then...
I thought there was Offenbach.
Yes.
Isn't Where? The overture in the underground?
Yes. Orpheus in the Underworld. Yes. All right. Give you that. Then...
Petite Waltz.
The Petite Waltz or Petite Waltz. Yes.
Yeah.
I only know it as Chechania.
Yes.
Black you know it. Yeah, Black Eyes or Dark Eyes. Yes.
Dark Eyes, yeah.
And then...
John, my friend knows what that is.
Would you like to give them half a mark, John?
I'll give them three quarters of a mark.
Right. Okay.
What is it? Petite Suite de Concert.
Yes.
De Coleridge Taylor. Yes.
Oh, particular, merci beaucoup.
Particular piece called Le Caprice de Nanette.
Ah.
Somebody's got it. Right, the last one.
Let's all sing like the birds.
Oh, you got it, Ian.
Yeah.
No, it's in your repertoire.
No, that I did not know.
It's Frank who kicks off the four final songs, the party pieces, while our scorer, Leonie, relaxes and listens to some old favourites she's quite possibly never heard before in her life. Frank, lovely tune. Cuddle up a little closer.
Lovely tune. Don't listen to the lyric. Cuddle up a little closer, lovey mine. Cuddle up and be my little clinging vine. Like to feel your cheeks so rosy, like to make you comfy, cozy, 'cause I love from head to toesy. Love
me. Unlike John's song, which is the first of Schumann's Dichterlieder.
Alle Knospen sprangen, da ist in meinem Herzen die Liebe aufgegangen. Im wunderschönen Monat alle Vögel sangen, da hab ich hier gestanden, mein Sehnen und Verlangen.
Just before Dennis sings, let me read to you from an early 19th century diary. I met Mozart's son, who was very severe against the Italian singers, declaring that he had often been obliged to accompany those who could not even name the key he was to play in.
Singing in tune isn't everything.
Here's Dennis with Mr. Carter's song about his wife.
Oh, she's too good to live, is Mrs. Carter. She's a tartar, I'm a martyr. I feel just as if I'd like to out her. Upon my word, she's very aggravating. Why don't she jaw a bit or cause a little riot somehow? What's the use of couples getting married at all if they never has a blooming row?
W.H. Squire wrote in 1914 Ian's song about an old-fashioned town.
There's an old-fashioned house in an old-fashioned street, in a quaint little old-fashioned town. There's a street where the cobblestones harass the feet as it straggles uphill and then down. And though to and fro through the world I must go, my heart, while it beats in my breast, wherever fashioned home will fly back like a bird to its nest. In that old fashioned house, in that old fashioned street, dwell a dear little old fashioned pair. I can see their two faces so tender and sweet, and I love every wrinkle that's there. I love every mouse in that old-fashioned house, in the street that runs uphill and down. Each stone and each stick, every cobble and brick, in that quaint little old-fashioned.
Right, reverting to the score sheet, how do we stand? Ah, yes, this particular week, it's a draw. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis North. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the programme was produced by Tony Schreiner.